The brethren locally wanted to take that theme, visions of the throne. Because it's very helpful for the believer to understand that the first time a throne is mentioned in the scripture, it was in Genesis 41 and verse 40, and it was in relationship of displaying greatness. Pharaoh told Joseph, by the throne, means concerning the throne, would I only be greater than you? So that is the first thought of a throne, that it displays the greatness of the one that occupies and sits upon it. And for a few minutes, brethren, when we are ushered into these portions before us, we want to see the greatness of the one that sits upon the throne. There's going to be lessons of how we ought to behave in the presence of the throne. There'll be lessons from these scriptures of how self need to be judged in the presence of the throne. But we don't want to miss the greatest theme of all what is before us, is to see the greatness of the one that sits upon the throne. And brethren, it is very helpful to understand that Isaiah lived in a time where he'd seen it all. Seen it all. You call it. What do you want to see? Technology? That was the day of Hezekiah. He loved planting. He loved the ground. He loved a wonderful thing, Uzziah. And he made an engine. The scripture calls it an engine. Technology. And you know what? He's seen a faithful man that is lifted up. We're going to come to it. So brethren, we are living in a time where people and the saints of God, in so many ways, we are so much lifted up. We think the world of ourselves. Then he saw his son, because the word of Isaiah covered four different kings. His son did that which is upright, Jotham. It says of him that he never went into the temple of the Lord. By way of implication, it was a problem. Not attending the local meetings, if you would. And it says about that time that the people corrupted themselves. Now look at our days. Do we see the feature of corruption? Absolutely. Then comes another one by the name of Ahaz, which is, this is the time of Isaiah, is that this man did that which is evil, and he sacrificed the generation to come. It was said of him that he practiced the things of the Gentiles by throwing his own children in the fire. No sense, no concern about the next generation. And brethren, we want to have this fresh desire toward the next generation to follow. Do we see it in our days that people are not focusing on the generation to come? The last thing we have it that the time of Isaiah was King Hezekiah. Wonderful king, did that which is right in the sight of the Lord. It came to a point where again pride comes in. And he didn't want to have any conflict. He wanted to enjoy easy days and peaceful days. This is where Isaiah have witnessed. So what's the remedy? What's the remedy for the circumstances we are going through? It is to be ushered into the presence of God. And when we are ushered into the presence of God, we're going to enjoy certain visions, certain look, when we see a blessed one that occupies the throne. And this is where we like to be, dear brethren. We like to understand and to encourage all of us that despite our circumstances, there is a place where the saints of God can find full rest, can find absolute encouragement, can find consolation by being in the presence of the one that sits upon the throne. And this is where we'd like to be at. We want to start with Isaiah chapter 1. And we want to learn certain things of why Isaiah was brought into the behavior of creatures before the throne, and also the lesson that the Spirit of God will impress upon self when I am in the presence of God. Just think of that. That there was a prophet that was famous to utter these words, as the Lord Jehovah liveth, before whom I stand. And brethren, may the Spirit of God help us in these last and closing days, that you and I become acquainted with a place where we could rehearse with the prophet, as the Lord Jehovah liveth, before whom I stand. So may the Lord help us. The Spirit of God has its control as we will enter into the reading.
Brother John, you just said you want to start with Isaiah chapter 1. Did you mean chapter 6?
Chapter 6. Thank you.